You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF, Campus Community Radio, from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm your host for this next hour. I'm Robin. We're going to hear some bluegrassy, old-timey, gospely, and even a little bluesy music on today's program. I have to admit, it's a little bit of a mixed unprepared, feels unprepared bag, even though I have a bunch of songs in the mix for you. We'll see how they come together. What we heard from off the top of the show was Kaya Cater, Canadian clawhammer banjo player from the East, and track that self-titled her album, When Sorrows Encompass Me Round. Be nice to hear something new from Kaya. I don't know what they're up to these days, but the few offerings that came out were really something spectacular. So it, like I said, it would be nice to hear something again. Right, we're gonna hear a track from Elise LeBlanc to start this next set. Elise is a fiddler from Vancouver Island, Cumberland area, and we're gonna hear the title track from the fiddle on the fire here on Roots and Berries.
They met in the square in the spring of the year, when the sound of his fiddle caught her ear. He built them a cabin with a mountain view, a cottonwood tree and curtains of blue, a lavender garden in the mountain there, a fiddle and a fire and a rocking chair. He made her a promise that he'd always be there for the girl. In the mountains so deep, he packed up his shovel and left her to weep. Farewell to the garden in the mountain air, the fiddle and the fire and the rocking chair. And when he returned, filled him with greed till rivers of meadow stepped through the gate till he saw him, he knew. A spade in the garden and love in the air. Another man's coat on that.
about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
And welcome back to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Robin, and we were listening to a little bit of Canadian banjo playing in that last tune, Annie Lou, from the album End Zone and Home Fire. We heard banjo players Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser, joined by Sam Gleaves on fiddle and vocals, from their album Shout and Shine, If the Poor Don't Matter. And indeed, good to know that there's some folk music still being written out there that has a good dose of social justice yearning and calling for, and that certainly resonated for me. Last night I was, I don't even know the word. Concerned it seems kind of trite in light of things, you know. But a friend of a friend has been rent evicted and not sure how they're going to be able to afford to live somewhere else, and even find somewhere in this housing market. And and another friend of a friend was let go from their employ, and likewise, you know, are we seeing the downturn of the economy in ways that they've been talking about? It's kind of worrisome, isn't it? I know. Sometimes I hear myself think, and it's like, oh my goodness, that's dreadful. But you know, these are things that affect all of our lives, and if they don't affect our lives, I think they touch people that we know sometimes more closely than we think, and that we like to acknowledge. But it's important to acknowledge them. This show is a music show, though, a folk music show. Granted, and I do like to play some stuff that, you know, still believes in that good old social justice Pete Seeger, this banjo kills fascists kind of way. So I appreciate Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser for that tune. We're going to hear from three artists in this next set that are new to me, and they may or may not be new to you, but try them out for size and see what happens. The first group is known as the Sunfish Duo. They are a husband and wife team. And we're going to hear a track that they do called Distant Land to Roam to start this next set here on Roots and Berries.
Again. Fairly well,
fairly well,
fairly well,
fairly well.
Oh. distant land to roam. And these words she said to me as she took me by the hand, if on earth we meet no more, coming home, never more for me.